What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. I want to welcome you back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. And today, I've got an exciting announcement. You guys want to hear it? All right. As of today, I'm officially a New York Times bestseller.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I just wanted to celebrate with you guys. This is one of those like really weird moments where you know, we set a goal. It's really weird because like I've been a big goal setter my whole life, right? And most goals, it's like I have a goal. I want to be a state champion wrestler, right? You go out there and you do it and you do it and you kill yourself, and then you find out real quick if you got it or you didn't get it, right? Either you win or you lose, but like it's final and there's like this finality of it, right? With business, like, I want to make $1 million, and you go and you do it. You either do it or you don't, and then but there's finality. There's something there. I've never understood, not that I haven't understood, but I never competed in any sports where you had judges that judged you, right? Where they look at you and like, oh, you got an 8, you got 8.9, you got a 10. Like, I always done sports where it's like, you either win or you lose. Like, you know, and there's no, you know, no one's judging you. You just do the thing and you succeed or you don't. And it's interesting, though, because I was in this competition, like this invisible competition, I don't know what to call it, where I had this goal. My goal, as a lot of you guys probably know or have guessed, was to someday hit the New York Times bestselling list. And it's funny because before I wrote the .com Secrets book, as I started writing, I was like, okay, if I'm going to do this book, like, I don't know, I'm someone who always wants to win, right? So it's like, what's the goal? Like, the goal is to sell a lot of books, but like the way you win is if you become a New York Times bestseller. Like, that's like, you know, in Olympics, you know, for an athlete, the best thing you can win is a gold medal. For an author, the best thing you can do is get on the New York Times bestseller list. And so I was like, okay, well, how does it work? And I found out, like, okay, you know, obviously it's how many books did you sell, but there's other things. Like, they also want to make sure there's a lot of publicity and PR and all sorts of stuff around it. So we kind of figured out what it would take. I think at the time when the .com Secrets book out, most of the books that were on the list were selling, I think it was like 10,000 copies a week or something like that. So in my head, I was like, if I can get more than 10,000 copies, it means I'm going to be on the list. It's going to be amazing. And so that became the goal. And so we created this huge product launch and huge everything. And we did the launch to sell 10,000 copies in a week. And we ended up selling, I can't remember, it's been 6 years now. I think it was 20 or 30,000 copies that week. And we used a funnel, obviously, but then we pushed sales through Amazon, other channels and stuff. And I was like, okay. And we did a bunch of PR and podcast interviews and all these things to try to make as much noise as possible. And I was like, okay, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And we waited. And the first week, it didn't happen. The second week, it didn't happen. Third week, and it was one of those things where it's like, I won. Like, my hand should have got raised. Like, I sold enough, right? I have more books sold than the person who's number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Why am I not there? And for some reason, I wasn't. And you can't just call and be like, hey, why didn't you give me the list? It was just one of those things where there's, however the process works, there's judges, there's people, and they pick who's on the list and who's not. And there's other criteria, obviously, than just books being sold. And for whatever reason, I didn't get on the list. And I remember being so upset and like frustrated and depressed and just like, oh, like I think I didn't win. Like, what was the point of writing this thing? Then luckily the book did well and people loved it, and it helped a lot of people. So I'm very proud of it. The second book came out, Expert Secrets, and it was close enough that I was like, I don't really want to really try for it. In fact, I remember with my publisher, they're like, well, you know, if you want to hit the New York Times, you have to do a traditional publishing thing, which means you have to do it like a year out. There's all these different rules, you know, and I was like, I just want to sell the book. So I think they call it crashing the boards or something. So basically I finished the book and like 2 months later we started selling it, which made it so like I pretty much couldn't get on the New York Times list because, you know, all the sales were coming in and the New York Times, the book publisher, whatever, the distribution people didn't know, you know, that the book was even coming out. And we ended up selling like 70,000 copies, I think, of that book the first month, which, you know, outsold all of the books on the New York Times list. But because, you know, no one, anyway, because of the process, obviously I didn't get the list. I didn't even care. And so the Traffic Seekers book came out. I'm not going to lie. I was like secretly like, that'd be cool to be on the list, but I'm not going to think about it. And Dave Woodward was the one who's like, you have to do this. Like, you earned it. You've sold more books than all these other people who are on the list. You should try for it. You should work for it. And so we kind of went back and said, like, what does it take? What does it look like to do that? And it was hard. Like, I did I think over 100 radio interviews, because it's not just like how many books do you sell. It's like, you know, this is a traditional publishing list. They want to see like were you on the radio, were you on TV, were you, you know, authors who sell books, like these are the things that they do. And so I had to be in all those spots. So I had to do TV interviews. We did hundreds of TV interviews. I did podcasts. I did Facebook Lives. I did so much stuff, so much work that went into it. You know, we sold books on Amazon. We sold books through our funnel. We sold books through bookstores, like everything we could and anything we could to try to get the list. And it's funny. And then during that time is when COVID hit. And it's crazy because when COVID hit, Amazon stopped shipping. So when we had all these books that were supposed to be shipping out during a week that it was supposed to happen, Amazon stopped shipping books because they weren't essential items. And so like the couple weeks, I was like, we're definitely going to hit the list. We didn't, because Amazon didn't ship the list, didn't ship the books. They didn't count towards the whatever the algorithm is, however it works, and nothing happened. And so we tried, man, for 2 or 3 months, just trying everything we could. And then 2 weeks ago, we kind of just gave up. Like, you know what? Let's stop focusing on this. Let's stop driving traffic to all these other places. Let's just focus on the funnel, because then we know we're making money there. And so we shifted back to that. And then what's crazy is today I woke up and I got a text from some friends and some other people with a picture of my book on the New York Times bestseller list. And I was not expecting that. And we started freaking out. And so I've been freaking out all day. I don't even know what to do with myself. It's like one of these goals that were like so elusive that I had given up on. I didn't think it was even possible anymore. And then it just happened. And anyway, I just want to share with you because it's a big, big milestone in my life and in my career. And it's something that I'm really, really proud of. And finally, I can say that I'm a New York Times bestselling author, which is pretty cool. But more important is the fact that, you know, the books are out there. So anyway, I just want to share with you guys, because I know a lot of times we go after goals and we don't hit them. And for me, I've, you know, launched 2 books, sold 500,000 copies of those books without ever getting rewarded with the thing yet. We still did it because, you know, the product, the things you're putting out there, even if, you know, you're not being judged correctly or the way you think you should be by the outside judge, you're still doing it for a more important reason, which is changing the lives of the people that you're putting those things out for. And so, but it also feels good to be recognized. So I'm grateful for everyone on my team who helped to be part of that, who did the hard work, who helped us get on the list. And, yeah, I'm really proud. So anyway, thank you guys all again for reading the Traffic Seekers book. If you haven't read it yet, go get a copy at trafficseekers.com, or you can go to Amazon. We have an ebook, Kindle version there. We also have the Audible book. It's on Audible now with me actually reading it. You can get the Audible version. It's everywhere. If you haven't read it yet, go and get it. And I want to thank you guys for being subscribers and listeners and followers and fans and all this stuff. And just super grateful for you guys. And you know, it's funny. I've been talking about this industry, this business for, man, 18 years now, and for the first 8 or 9 years, no one seemed to care, but I was just so passionate. I wanted to talk about and share it, and it's so rewarding now that, you know, 18 years later that you care enough to listen to these episodes, to buy the books, to listen to things. It means the world to me, and hopefully it's inspiration for you for whatever topic you're excited by, that even if immediately you don't get the success you want or the people listening or following, if you keep doing it and keep doing it and keep having passion, keep believing in what you've got, eventually your message will get out there and you'll be able to touch the hearts and the lives of the people that you've been called to serve. So hope that helps. Thank you guys again. I appreciate you. And I'm a New York Times bestselling author. This is so crazy. Just want to celebrate with you. Thank you again. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody. This is Russell again. And really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community. And it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is going to help you. It's going to help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. Onefunnelaway.com.